Carroll Broadcasting presents High School Basketball.
We welcome you in to Kick 106.7 tonight as we've got South Central Calhoun taking on East County Twin Lakes Conference Basketball for you on tap here tonight. Your unit country station, Kick 106.7. Casey Miners with you in the Mackey Motors pregame show. Pregame show brought to you by Mackey Motors in Lake City, recipient of that GM Mark of Exxon Award for 15 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com. East Sac County traveling to South Central Calhoun tonight. East Sac comes in at 9-11. They are 6-5 in the Twin Lakes Conference so far this season. They knocked off South Central Calhoun back in their place on December 5th. 59-37 was that final. I expect a lot closer game tonight. South Central Calhoun playing some really good basketball here late. They have won three of their last four games, and they are sitting 7-13 and 4-7 in the Twin Lakes Conference so far coming into tonight. East Sac County, or South Central Calhoun, does lead the all-time series 22-11 over the Raiders. That dates back to 2011 for you. East Sac County again coming in 9-11. South Central Calhoun 7-13. We've got starters coming up for you. We'll take a deeper dive with the numbers. We'll be back in a couple minutes here for more of your Mackey Motors pregame show on a Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
At the Lake City Vet Clinic, we offer full-service veterinary care, including wellness care, surgery, dental, and dermatology for dogs and cats. Hi, this is Dr. Morgan. We are dedicated to providing the highest level of veterinary medicine and believe in treating every patient as if it were our own pet, giving them the same loving attention and care. Choose the Lake City Vet Clinic for your furry friends. We are proud to support the South Central Titans sports and activities. The Lake City Veterinary Clinic, located on Main Street in Lake City.
Nothing better exemplifies teamwork than the hard work and dedication of our local area student athletes. The same can be said of the team at Domino Motors in Sac City. Whether it's pre-owned or new, parts or service, Domino Motors has the expertise you don't just need, but deserve. To see their full line or view their weekly ad, check their website. Domino Motors, Sac City's ideal Chevy dealer and proud supporter of the East Sac Raiders.
Here at the Lake City Drive-In, let us make you a meal or snack that you'll love. We have an amazing menu with something for everyone. People love our roasted chicken and our juicy burgers. And ice cream is delicious at any time of the year. Check out our Facebook and look for our daily specials. The Lake City Drive-In is open 7 days a week. Come in or call ahead and use the drive-thru. 464-3005, the Lake City Drive-In, located on Main Street across from the high school in Lake City.
Take a minute and think about your bank. Who's the first person you think of? That person who knows you and you trust to help you just the way you need it. At Bank Midwest, that's the kind of relationship we have with our customers. Because when it comes to your money, technology is great, but someone you can really talk to is indispensable. If that's what you want in a bank, we're your bank. Bank Mid who? Bank Midwest, the one with the just right banker for you. Member FDIC.
Almost set for tip-off coming up here on Kick 106.7. We got South Central Calhoun taking on East Sac County. Two in-county rivals, as well as two teams that will see each other quite a bit coming up throughout the next couple of years. 22-11, ESAC leads the all-time series. That dates back to SEC leads the all-time series. That dates back to 2011. Take a look at your starters for tonight's girls matchup. Chloe Barrett will start for ESAC County, a senior. Sarah Bontrager, a senior. Reese Ashinger, a freshman. Brandon Curtis, a sophomore. And Jordan Carroll, a senior, will start as well tonight for the Raiders. For South Central Calhoun, they will start Riley Jacobs, a senior. Allie Korleski, a junior. Blair Sleisman, a junior. Macy Dorman, a junior. And Sadie Wheelock, a junior, will start tonight for the Titans, who come in 7-13, 4-7 so far within the Twin Lakes Conference. Taking a look at your numbers for you throughout the season, ESAC County has been a really good, I wouldn't say surprise team this year. They've lost a lot off of last year's team scoring-wise, and you kind of wondered coming into the season where this Raiders scoring would come from. And Sarah Bontrager has shot the basketball well for the Raiders so far this season, shooting it at just under 40% from outside, at 39.7%. 40% from the field, averages just under 13 points per game. Has been terrific as a senior leader for this team. It comes up with the most steals per game on this team, with just under 3 steals per game. But I think a pleasant surprise for a lot of people has been freshman Reese Ashinger, averaging 9.3 points per game coming into tonight. Rebounds the basketball well with 5.3 rebounds per game, and also comes up with 2 steals per game. Shoots at about a 31%, 32% clip from the three-point line. So this Raiders team is going to shoot some threes, and they're going to make it at a decent rate. Now, as a team, they shoot just under 30% from the three-point line. South Central Calhoun is a kind of a shortened team. They've got 7 players total on the roster. Could expect to see all 7 girls in the game tonight, just to kind of get some girls in and out of the game so you're not overwearing a girl. But they've got 3 girls from the three-point line coming into tonight. And then also Macy Dorman, 11 points per game, and Sadie Wheelock at 9.7. Those are the 3 girls from South Central Calhoun that are going to do a lot of the scoring tonight. I think if you want to avenge a loss from ESAC that they saw early in the season, you're going to have a different girl step up tonight. I'm not saying that she's got to chip in 10 points, 20 points, or anything like that, but another girl has got to make some shots tonight if South Central Calhoun wants to avenge the loss they saw to ESAC County earlier in the season. Again, the Raiders did win that matchup back on December 5th, 59-37. ESAC County, as the team, just comes in averaging over 45 points per game. They shoot it at 36% from the field, 29% from three, pull down about 28 rebounds per game. If you take a look at the numbers across the board, ESAC County comes in with a little bit of an advantage in the game. They shoot the basketball better, they rebound the basketball better, average a little more points per game. But I think the South Central County team playing really good basketball right now down the stretch of the season, with the postseason right around the corner. Both teams will be in action on a Saturday for you as well. So we'll have both of those games. As both of them will be at home, or assuming South Central County is going to travel on the road. But we will step away, take a break. We got the national anthem tip-off on the way coming up next year. So listen to the Mackey Motors pregame show. We are back in 2 minutes here on Kick 106.7.
Hi, this is Shelley Deal, physician assistant, and I'm excited to be back in Carroll and join the team of physicians at McFarland Clinic Carroll. I look forward to providing you and your family with extraordinary care. I am providing same-day and next-day appointments for patients of all ages for acute care, chronic care, women's health, physicals, and routine follow-up. For more information, call the McFarland Clinic Family Medicine Office in Carroll at 712-792-1500 or visit McFarlandClinic.com.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
UTVs have been around for over 20 years, but they're still evolving, and with them now being legal on Iowa roads, usage has evolved as well. Whether you're commuting to work, gravel traveling with friends, or hitting the most beautiful riding spots in the country, Olson's Outdoor Power has the right Polaris, Can-Am, or Kawasaki for you. On top of that, we have the turn signals, mirrors, and tires to make your UTV more comfortable and safer. Stop by today at Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop, with locations in Atlantic and Cary.
Big things are happening in Outlaw Graphics in Carroll. Outlaw Graphics is on the move, literally. They're excited to announce they've expanded into a brand new shop, bringing you more space, more capabilities, and even more ways to help your business, team, or your event stand out. From eye-catching vehicle wraps and commercial signage to custom apparel, if you want your logo on it, they can make it happen. Planning a special event? Make it memorable with personalized t-shirts, koozies, or hats designed just for you. Watch their new space come to life. Follow the excitement on Facebook at Outlaw Signs, Graphics, and Apparel.
Getting set for tip-off of the girls' game. Opening tip going to be won by the Titans as they will have it in a half-court set. They're going to go right to left down the court here in the first half as the Raiders will go left to right. We're going to get a quick three off the tip from Blair Schleichman, and she'll knock it down. So South Central Calhoun gets the scoring going early, and mentioned she shoots it 34% from the three-point line coming into tonight. We're going to get Bontrager. She'll pull up for the jumper. Shot on the way. It's going to be left a little short. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go into the hands of Macy Dorman as the Titans get an early three and an early rebound. They quickly kick it to Schleichman up in the corner. They go down low to Wheelock. We're going to get an early foul on East Sac County. That will go on Gertis. Titans will keep it underneath their own basket. 28 seconds on the shot clock as Schleichman will inbound the basketball. She'll go over the top of the defense to Dorman. Dorman draws the triple team. We'll kick it back out to Jacobs. Now in the corner to Wheelock. They go back down low to Dorman, but that pass is stolen away by Gertis. Raiders the other way. Barrett has it. Titans sit in his own defense. They go to Gertis to the free throw line. Now to Bontrager for three, and she'll rattle it home. So both teams, for their first points, will trade threes, and we are tied at three here on kick 106-7. East Sac County 9-11 on the season. We're going to get a steal off the inbounds. Freshman Reese Ashinger comes away with the steal. She'll drive. She's going to be fouled on her shot, so she'll get two free throws coming up. Ashinger will go to the line, a 60% free throw shooter on the season. Ashinger's first free throw on the way. It'll rattle off. Free throw is no good. Ashinger's second free throw on the way, and she'll knock it out. She'll go 1-for-2 from the line, and the Raiders will have their first lead here of the ball game at 4-3. Just over a minute here into the basketball game. Schleichman is going to take a three again at the top of the key. Shot no good. Fight for the rebound into the hands of the senior, Jordan Carroll. Jordan not going to do a whole lot of scoring, but plays some hard minutes. Will rebound the basketball, plays good defense, brings that energy off the for the Raiders. Barrett with top of the key with it. Gets it to Ashinger. Will flash to Gertis, who's in the paint. They'll kick it back out to Ashinger. She'll drive in now, top of the key to Barrett, over the corner to Bontrager. Three on the way. It's up and good. Mention that Bontrager shot it just under 40% from three coming into the game. And she has knocked down two threes. Makes it 7-3 now in favor of the Raiders. Korleski dribbles baseline. Will kick it out to Dorman. Dorman now with the basketball drives in on the defense. And her shot's going to be good as her floater in the lane lands. Cuts it to a two-point lead at 7-5. Barrett's got it top of the key. Chloe will dribble right, swings it out. And I'll work it over to Bontrager on the far wing. Now back to Barrett. Titans still sit in a 2-3 zone defense. It's a 7-5 lead for East Sac County. Barrett near the free throw line will kick it back out to Ashinger. She'll dribble in. Her elbow jumper is going to be up and good. Right now, the East Sac County Raiders getting everything to fall. Chloe Barrett with 6 points. As Reese Ashinger's got three, and it's a 9-5 lead for the Raiders. Raiders coached under first-year head coach Josh Dietrich, a really good player, ironically, for South Central Calhoun boys basketball. Went on to play a year at BV. Wheelock's got the basketball. We'll get it up to Dorman. She dribbles right towards the top of the key. We'll use the screen set by Wheelock. Now in the corner to Schleichman. Schleichman splits the defense. Both teams sitting in his own defense. Back top the key to Dorman. Her three-point shot's going to be left short. It'll go out of bounds, and it will be East Sac County basketball. Our first substitution into the game tonight. Freshman Abby Kistenmacher will check into the game. Barrett has it. They get it up to Ashinger. Back to Barrett. Those two playing a little two-person game out there. Barrett will dribble into the free throw line. Gets it back to Ashinger. Top of the key to Bontrager. Bontrager bounce pass over to Barrett. Shot clock working down. It's at 17. They get it to Ashinger. Top of the key. And she's going to travel with the basketball. Moved her feet before she put down the dribble, and she tried to dribble in near the free throw line. The turnover will give it right back to South Central Calhoun. Casey Miners with you guys tonight in the Gatorade broadcast booth. The Gatorade distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Cups Athletes for Fuel, Recover, and Perform. Got a pretty big basketball game tonight over on KKRL, especially in the girls' matchup. Nick Brinks has that. Kemper taking on St. Albert. We got East Sac County coming away with the steal. Ashinger throws it ahead to Bontrager, who ran the court well, and she'll be rewarded. Gets the basket. Has an and-one opportunity coming here in just moments for the Raiders. Bontrager up to 8 points already here in the ballgame. Will make it 11-5. She's got 8 of the 11. With her first free throw attempt on the way, a 70% free throw shooter. Curtis will check out of the game. Checking in for her is Scotty Eichhorn, the junior. Bontrager will go to the line. Also checking in is Wendy Vine. Bontrager will knock down the and-one opportunity. Makes it 12-5 in favor of the Raiders. 4:23 to go here in the first quarter. Dorman has it. Gets it to Wheelock at the free throw line. Back out to Korolewski. She'll get it to Schleichman, who will take the three. Shot on the way up off the back iron. Offensive rebound, though, in the hands of Dorman. Raiders will back it out. We're going to get a push on, Suster County backs it out. We're going to get a push on East Sac County. Foul will go on Veit. Will be her first, the second foul on the Raiders here in the quarter. Schleichman to Dorman. Dorman goes in the corner now to Wheelock. The backdoor the pass to Dorman. She'll kick it out to Kistenmacher. It's going to go out of bounds off of the freshman. It will be East Sac County basketball. A couple careless turnovers have led to a couple of points for East Sac County. We're going to get a timeout on the floor by head coach Kirk Batten. The Suster County Titans will step away, take it with them. We're back in 1 minute here on Kick 106.7.
From empty stands to cheering fans, Carroll County Solid Waste would like to remind our area athletes, coaches, and spectators that it takes teamwork to keep our communities clean and safe. Like most sporting events, a trip through the concession stand for our favorite snacks, drinks, and sweets is a must. But being mindful of what we do with our leftover waste also matters. Cans and bottles should always go into recycling containers, and empty food packages should be disposed of in the trash. Whether on the field or on the court, we wish all area teams a safe and successful season. For Carroll County Solid Waste, delivering environmental services together.
Life is better with American Family Insurance, because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm deserves.
For details, contact Nicole Unken at Nicole Unken Agency. Call 712-792-1262.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Come back to action off the timeout. Under four to play. South Central Calhoun on defense as East Sac County will have the basketball. Ashinger will take a three. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Schleichman. Blair throws it ahead to Dorman. Dorman will get it to Wheelock now towards the top of the key. Back out to Dorman in the corner. Again, Titans going right to left on the court. East Sac County will go left to right here in the first half. Dorman backs it out. Shot clock now down to 20. She'll hand it off to Korolewski. Korolewski senior to Wheelock. They'll kick it out to Schleichman out in the corner to Dorman. She'll take the three. It's on the way. Rims in and out. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go in the hands of Kistenmacher. Kistenmacher looking for somewhere to go. Will bounce it to Korolewski. Shot clock resets now for the Titans. 12-5 lead for East Sac County. Sadie Wheelock flashes towards the paint and gets rewarded as her shot's good. Third different Titan to score here in the game. Makes it 12-7 now in favor of the Raiders. Ashinger near the free throw line. She'll drive in, picks up her dribble. Good defense there by Kistenmacher. She'll hand it off now to Bontrager. Bounce pass top of the key to Veit. Veit's three will roll around. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Sadie Wheelock of the Titans. Under three to play here in the first quarter. Backdoor pass to Kistenmacher. She ran the floor well, and she's going to get a foul called on her. Kistenmacher will go to the free throw line. Wheelock count the basketball near the free throw line. Kistenmacher ran baseline. Nobody was covering down low for the Raiders. And Kistenmacher will go to the line for two free throws. Free throw on the way. It's up no good. Foul will go on Eichhorn, her first. It's the third on the Raiders here in the quarter. Jordan Carroll will take a seat. Checking in for her is Tori Hauser, the junior. Second free throw on the way. It is up and good. As Abby Kistenmacher will get in the scoring column, her first point tonight. Raiders with the basketball. They got it in the close side corner. Swing it out top of the key now to Ashinger. Looking for somewhere to go. We'll get it back in the corner as Veit has it now near the elbow. Bounce pass down low to Eichhorn. Eichhorn guarded by Wheelock. Eichhorn looking for somewhere to go. We'll kick it back out to Veit. Or should be back out to Ashinger. They get it to Veit. Veit will take the three. It's going to be up and good. The third three to fall for the Raiders here in the quarter. Make it 15-8 in favor of East Sac County. Dorman's got the basketball. Gets it to Wheelock on the elbow. Out to Schleichman. Three-point shot on the way, and she'll knock it down. That's Blair's second three here in the game. 15-11. South Central Calhoun hanging in here in the first quarter. Keeping it within arm's distance. Ashinger has the top of the key for the Raiders. Pass going to be poked away. Tried to get it to Veit. They'll throw it ahead to Dorman. Dorman going to back it out. Didn't have the numbers. But now dribble baseline. Her shot off the glass is good. Makes it 15-13 now. A minute 38 to go here in the first. Bontrager top of the key. Swings it back out to Ashinger. Raiders with the basketball. Gets it to Veit, who knocked down the 3 moments ago for East Sac County. It's a two-point lead for the Raiders. Raiders have led the whole first quarter so far. We were tied at three. It should be South Central Calhoun opened up with a three. Bontrager's three going to be left a little short. She'll get her own miss. We were tied at three, and then East Sac County took a 4-3 lead. They dump it down low to Eichhorn. Nobody with her on the block. Misses the shot. Gets her own miss. And the putback will be no good. She is fouled on the putback. She'll go to the line for a couple of the free throws. Schleichman opened the game for South Central Calhoun with the three on their first possession. East Sac County responds to the Sarah Bontrager three. And the Raiders took the lead at 4-3, and they have led ever since. Free throw from Eichhorn is no good. Eichhorn will go back to the line. Junior's free throw is on the way. It'll rattle in, and she gets in the scoring column for the first time tonight. Still a three-point lead, however, for the Raiders. Schleichman has it in half-court set now for the Titans. Gets it to Wheelock. Wheelock backs it out and up. Picks up her dribble. Swings across court to Blair. Blair goes in the corner now to Macy Dorman. They go down low. They try to kick it back out, but the pass is going to be stolen away by Hauser, and we'll get a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with East Sac County. Checking in for South Central Calhoun for the first time tonight is a Kenley Webker, the freshman. Barrett back into the game as well for South Central Calhoun. Or excuse me, for East Sac County. Top of the key to Carroll. Carroll dribbles in near the free throw line. They'll hand it off to Barrett. Barrett now on the elbow. Gets it back to Bontrager. Titans have switched it up. They're in a man-to-man defense now. Carroll is going to travel with the basketball. Tried to split the double team. And hand it off to Eichhorn. The turnover will give it right back to SCC. 36 seconds left here in the first quarter. About a second separating the shot clock and the game clock so far. East Sac can potentially get this basketball right back as the missed shot there by Wheelock. Bontrager pulls down the rebound. Raiders can hold for the last shot if they want it. Clock down to 16. Barrett will bounce into the corner to Ashinger. She goes down low to Eichhorn. Eichhorn turns around looking for a shot. She'll go off the glass. It's no good. Basketball tipped around. It'll go in the hands of Webker. Titans have the basketball. Schleichman with three. Now two. She'll hand it off to Korleski. Korleski with one in the corner to Dorman. I don't think the Titans knew how much time was on the clock. And that will end the first quarter. 16-13 will end the first quarter. South Central Calhoun trails East Sac County. We'll step away, take a break. We're back in 1 minute here on Kick 106.7.
Did you know if you experience a sports injury, Loring Hospital in Sac City has an experienced team that can get you back in the game? With the team approach at Loring Hospital, our physical therapists can provide you the one-on-one personalized rehabilitation you may need. At Loring Hospital, we help athletes of all ages be the safest and best they can be. For more information, call Loring Hospital in Sac City at 712-662-7105. Loring Hospital, extraordinary care right here.
United Bank of Iowa is proud to support the South Central Calhoun students and athletes. We wish all the success in your upcoming sports season and in the classroom. United Bank of Iowa is here for your banking needs also. We're ready to help you with your first checking account or vehicle loan. We have all the conveniences that you want, like mobile banking, e-statements, electronic deposits, and more. We make banking easy at United Bank of Iowa, Lake City, Rockwell City, Lorville, and Litton. Member FDIC.
It is a 16-13 lead for South Central for Esag County as we go to the second quarter here on Kick 106.7. Raiders will come away with a steal off of the Titans' possession to start the quarter. Ontrager will race the other way down in transition. We got a shot on the way in the corner. It's going to be up no good. Carroll with the three. Rebound will be pulled down by Korleski. Titans will now come the other way in transition. Korleski with it. Gets the free throw line to Dorman. Dorman's floater in the lane is going to be up no good, but she was fouled from behind, so she'll go to the line for a couple of free throws. Dorman will step to the line. 16-13 lead as her free throw is going to be up and good. Macy Dorman gets the first points for the Raiders, excuse me, for the Titans here in the quarter. Makes it 16-14 in favor of Esag County. Second free throw from Dorman on the way. It rattles around. It'll fall in. She's got 6 points here in the game. Her and Blair Schleichman both tied with the team high six for Esag County. For South Central Calhoun. Carroll with the basketball. Swing it out of the corners. Three on the way. It's up no good. Rebound pulled down by Macy Dorman. We're going to get a blocking foul down low on Esag County. Foul will go on Carroll, the second on the Raiders here in the quarter. It's a 16-15 lead for Esag County. Raiders will inbound the basketball. We're going to get it to Schleichman. Schleichman's three-point shot on the way. It's up, no good. Ashinger the other way in transition for the Raiders. I'll give it off to Barrett. Barrett looking for somewhere to go. Now back to Carroll. Carroll will swing it up top of the key to Bontrager. Bontrager bounce pass over to Barrett on the wing. Thought about the three. Now gets it back to Bontrager. Shot clock down to 10. He'll get it now on the wing. Dumps it to Carroll near the free throw line. Downloaded Gertis. Basketball loose on the floor. Carroll able to save it. Shot clock down to 4. Now to 3. Bontrager's got to hoist up a 3, 2, 1. We're not going to get it. We're just going to get it. No. The ref's going to blow the whistle off as Ashinger's 3 is going to be no good. So the shot clock violation, a good defense there by the Titans, will force the turnover. Schleichman will handle the basketball for Esag County. For South Central Calhoun, I will get that fixed, folks. I don't know why I keep saying that. They'll go to Dorman in the paint. Her shot's up no good. Korleski with the offensive rebound gets it back for the Titans. Schleichman now over to Jacobs, who's checked into the game. Jacobs in the corner, the lone senior on this Titan team. Will kick it back out to Schleichman. Schleichman with it, dribbles in, loses the basketball, tries to dump it down low to Dorman. She's trying to save it. We're going to get out of bounds. We're going to get a foul, excuse me, on the Raiders. Coach Josh Dietrich did not like the call. So we'll stick with South Central Calhoun here in the quarter. Schleichman will inbound. Shot clock resets to 35. Inbounds pass goes to Korleski. Top of the key to Wheelock. So swing it out to Dorman, but pass is poked away by Bontrager. Raiders the other way in transition. Bontrager pulls up for three and knocks it down. Her third three here in the game will extend that Raider lead to 19-15 with 5:56 to go in the first half. Schleichman to Korleski. Korleski is guarded by Veit, who's checked in the game. Dorman will get it back out to Schleichman. South Central Calhoun with the basketball. Korleski with it. Backs up near the half-court line. They go to Dorman. Bounce pass down low to Wheelock. Basketball loose though in the hands of Schleichman. Shot no good. Rebound on the backside. Pulled down by Carroll. Raiders will push the pace the other way. Carroll picks up her dribble. Swings it out to Ashinger, the freshman, with it. Ashinger going to have a foul committed. It will go on Schleichman. It will be the first on the Titans here in the quarter. It's the second on Blair. Jacobs will take a seat. Checking in for her is Abby Kistenmacher. Raiders inbound the basketball. Veit will get it up to Bontrager. Near the free throw line to Carroll. Back out to Veit. Veit swings it into the corner. Three-point shot on the way. It's going to be up, but it's good. It falls down for Reese Ashinger. 22-15 now in favor of the Raiders. Titans push the pace the other way. Dorman kicks it back out to Schleichman. She has it near the top of the key. Bounce pass over to Dorman. They go in the corner to Kistenmacher. Kistenmacher going to lose a handle on it. It'll stick with South Central Calhoun gets Abel's last touch by the Raiders. Under five to play here in the quarter. 22-15, your score. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll step away, take it with them. We're back in 30 seconds here on a kick 106.7.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With four convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Otable, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Under five to play here in the first half. We'll have your Mackey Motors stats report coming up in just a little bit here on Kick 106.7. We've got plenty of other basketball in action tonight across the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network. Nick Briggs has got a pretty good girls game over on KKRL tonight. Kemper traveling down to the KC Center. Inbounds pass going to try to go to Dorman. Basketball is loose. It is stolen away by Barry. As I was mentioning, Carroll taking on Kemper taking on St. Albert over in the KC Center. That's over on 83.7 KKRL girls game. The winner of that game going to win the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Curtis has her shot blocked away. It'll stick with the Raiders. That boys game expected to be a good one, too, as well as Kemper number one in Class 2A, and the St. Albert boys are number seven in a Class 1A. Barrett will inbound underneath their own basket. 22 seconds on the shot clock. Inbounds pass goes to Carroll. Carroll on the wing, top of the key now to Veit. She'll swing it out to Ashinger. They go in the corner to Barrett. She'll get it back to Ashinger. They swing it around to Veit. Raiders working around the three-point line to Veit now and at the top of the key. Clock down to eight on the shot clock. Ashinger will kick it out to Carroll. Carroll drives towards the lane. Shot's going to be no good. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be South Central Calhoun to basketball. Another good defensive possession by the Titans. Let's get a quick substitution into the game as Eichhorn will check in. Miranda Gertis will take a seat. South Central Calhoun coached by Kurt Batta. East Sac County coached by Josh Dietrich. Kistenmacher has it poked away for a moment, but going back in the hands of Korleski. Out of the free throw line to Dorman. Bounce pass down low to Wheelock. And a good offense there by the Titans. Sadie Wheelock will pick up the two-point basket. The fourth point for the Titans here in the quarter. We got a three on the other end. Wendy Veit will knock it down. That's her second three here in the game. 25-17 in favor of East Sac County. It's an eight-point lead for the Raiders. Fleischman has it. Raiders in a 2-3 zone defense. Fleischman near the free throw line out to Korleski. They go in the corner now to Dorman. Dorman will dribble right onto the wing. Picks up for dribble. They go down low to Wheelock. Wheelock back door to Fleischman, who will take the three on the other side of the defense. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Eichhorn. 3:26 left here in the first half. 25-17 lead for East Sac County. Barrett gives it up to Veit. Veit looking for someone to go back out to Barrett. Barrett will swing it in the corner now to Carroll. Carroll tries to go down low to Eichhorn. The pass is stolen away by Sadie Wheelock. Fleischman now in the half-court set for the Titans. Swings it out on the wing. Korleski will dribble left. Now back out to Fleischman. 24 seconds on the shot clock. Fleischman looking for somewhere to go. They get it to Wheelock. Now to Korleski. Three-point shot. No good. Basketball still loose on the floor. It's going to be poked out of bounds. They're going to say it'll stick with the Titans, I believe. They have the ref now points it'll be South Central Calhoun basketball, so it'll stick with SEC. Titans to inbound in front of the Raider bench. They try to run a screen for Blair Schleichman on the inbounds pass. Basketball loose on the floor. It's going to be in the hands of Veit. Veit tracks down the loose ball and gets it to Barrett. Raiders in a half-court set. Barrett's going to throw it away as Wheelock will come away with the steal. 2:40 to go here in the second. Wheelock at the free throw line. Her jumper is going to be up and good. Wheelock's got 6 points. Now the third Titan with 6 points here in the game so far. Makes it 25-19 in favor of the Raiders. Barrett going to give it up to Veit. Veit get back to Barrett. Barrett on the wing with it. Swings it back over to Veit. Titans working around the three-point line now to Ashinger. Ashinger top of the key with it. Shot clock down to 18. And we're going to get a foul on the floor on South Central Calhoun. That'll be their second in the quarter. 2:14 to go here in the first half. Matthew Motors Catcher Report coming up in just a little bit here on a kick 106.7. Torrey Hauser going to come back into the game for the Raiders. Ashinger will inbound the basketball. Gives it into Hauser. Hauser runs the screen for Bontrager. They're trying to get her open on the three-point line. Back out to Ashinger. She'll dribble in off the defense. Shot no good, and we're going to get a rebound by Dorman. Dorman pushing the pace the other way now for the Titans. Uses a little bit of a stop move, and her pass is stolen away, but it's going to stick with South Central Calhoun. Ashinger poked it from behind. It'll be Titan basketball. Shot clock at 31. Schleichman inbounds underneath the Titan basket. Throws it over the top of the defense to Dorman. They'll go inbounds now to Schleichman in the corner. Down low to Korleski. Out to Wheelock. Titans with good ball movement so far. They got it to Dorman. Dorman bounce pass to Schleichman. Shoulder dribble baseline. They go down low to Wheelock. They're going to get a jump ball as Wheelock caught the basketball on right below her hip. And the jump ball will give it to the Raiders. Wright brings it up now. Raiders in a half-court set. She'll swing it into the corner. 25-19, top of the key to Ashinger. Ashinger dribbles towards the baseline to Hauser. Hauser goes down low to Ashinger. She's trying to create some space on the block, and we're going to get another jump ball. We're going to get a stolen possession, is what they call those on defense. Macy Dorman steals the possession away from the Raiders as the jump ball will go over to South Central Calhoun. Ashinger will check out. Bontrager and Carroll back into the game for the Raiders. Schleichman's got the basketball. They go to Wheelock near the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Korleski. Now to Schleichman. Titans going to run some offense. The clock down to 23. A minute 13 left here in the first half. And we're going to get a pass out of bounds. It went through the hands of McKinley Webker, the freshman. And it'll be East Sac County basketball. Another unforced turnover by South Central Calhoun. Those that kind of hurt them here so far in the first half. Both teams have shot the basketball well. 25-19 your score. Vite's got to do the free throw line. They try to dump it down low to Hauser. We're going to get a foul on the Titans as Hauser was going towards the block. Foul is on Dorman. It'll be her first, the third on the Titans here in the quarter. Bontrager will inbound underneath the Sac County basket. So throw the top of the defense to Vite. She'll take the three off the inbound. Off the back iron, no good. Gets her own miss. Kicks it back out to Bontrager, who's open for three. It's up and good. Sarah Bontrager with her fourth three here in the half. Makes it 28-19, the largest lead for the Raiders at nine. Korleski dribbles baseline, kicks in the corner now to Dorman. 42 seconds on the shot clock, on the game clock, I should say. Wheelock goes off the glass. She goes high up for the rebound. We're going to get a foul on the floor, as Webker had no landing room. It'll be a foul on Jordan Carroll, her second. Titans with the basketball. About 2 seconds separating the shot clock and the game clock here in the first half. 33 seconds on the shot clock. Macy Dorman going to get an and one. What came around a screen was fouled, threw the shot up, and gets the continuation call. She'll go to the free throw line for an and-one opportunity, 28-21. It'll be the second foul on Vite. Free throw on the way. It's up and good. She is 3-for-3 from the free throw line so far here in the game, and 3-for-3 from the line here in the second quarter. Shot clock off for the Raiders. Vite has it. Clock down to 26. Now to Hauser. Hauser looking for somebody to go on the wing. Dumps it down low to Eichhorn, who's left open on the block. And Eichhorn picks up two more points for East Sac County. 30-22 in favor of the Raiders. Dorman dribbles baseline. She's going to be fouled again. And she'll go to the line back to the line for two more free throws with 10.7 to go here in the first half. Casey Miners with the guys tonight here on Kick 106.7, bringing you Twin Lakes Conference basketball. South Central Calhoun taking on East Sac County. Dorman will go to the line. Free throw on the way. It's going to be up and good. She is 4-for-4 from the line so far here in the half. Makes it 30-23 in favor of the Raiders. Second free throw from Dorman on the way. It is up and good. She rattles it home. A perfect 5-for-5 so far here in the first half as Macy Dorman from the free throw line cuts the lead back to 6. clock down to 8, now 7 here for the Raiders. Carroll near the free throw line, trying to get it to Bontrager. I think Carroll going to drive in with 3 shot, going to be blocked away, but they're going to say she was fouled. 1.4 to go here in the second. Jordan Carroll will go to the free throw line. Foul going to go on South Central Calhoun, going to go on Sadie Wheelocker first. Carroll steps in the line. Her free throw is on the way. It's going to be up, no good. Score will remain 30-24 in favor of the Raiders. Mackey Motors has a report coming up in just a little bit. Carroll will go 1-for-2 from the line. Her first points tonight. And that will be the halftime as the shot is no good at the buzzer. Jordan Carroll with the free throw with 1.4 to go. We'll extend that Raider lead to 31-24 over South Central Calhoun. We'll step away, take a break. We got your Mackey Motors Hatcher Report coming up next here on a Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Mackey Motors proudly supports the South Central Calhoun Titans Athletics. It's been our pleasure serving Lake City and the surrounding communities for over 50 years, with our main focus being on customer satisfaction. When you purchase a new Chevy or certified pre-owned vehicle, use the Quick Lube Express bays, or come get service or bodywork done. Always know that Mackey Motors is a member of your team every step of the way.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Jacobson Seed, family owned and operated for more than 85 years. But why is it important for you to do business with a family owned seed company? At Jacobson Seed, we are proud of our family owned heritage. Our commitment goes beyond just selling seed. It's about cultivating relationships and sharing our passion for growth. It's about treating you like a member of our family. Our roots run deep with generations of knowledge and expertise that we pour into every seed we sell. Jacobson Seed, your American veteran, family owned seed company.
Recover, restore, and perform at your best with Stuart Memorial's physical therapy team. Our skilled therapists provide personalized care using advanced techniques, including pelvic health, lymphedema management, dry needling, vertigo treatment, radial pulse therapy, and neurorehabilitation. Whatever your goal, our team is here to help you reach it. Learn more at stuartmemorial.org.
Choose excellence. Choose Stuart Memorial Community Hospital.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most. Tonight's game is brought to you by Corn Belt Telephone, keeping our teams connected since 1961. They don't just connect your internet, they connect our whole community. Corn Belt is right there on the sidelines with you. And they're way more than just your telecommunications provider. They're your neighbor, living, cheering, and growing alongside you game after game. So when you see Corn Belt Telephone's logo or hear their name on the air, know it's your community talking. Because at Corn Belt Telephone, connection is more than just service. It's commitment.
Lead for Eastside County over South Central Calhoun as we are in your Mackey Motors Hatcher Report here on Kick 106.7. Hatcher Report again brought to you by Mackey Motors in Lake City, recipient of that GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running together. Let's drive at a Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com. Plenty of offense in the first half for both teams. Both teams knocked down some threes. Both teams got to the free throw line, made their free throws. It was a great offensive first half. Both coaches had to be happy with that. And South Central Calhoun with a couple of careless turnovers, just some unforced turnovers. They're throwing it out of bounds, going through girls' legs, stuff like that. Has kind of led to that big lead for East Sac County, that 31-24, a 7-point lead here at the half for the Raiders over at South Central Calhoun. Running through the scoring real quick in the first half, Sarah Bontrager leads the Raiders with 15 points. She had four threes in that first half for 12 points and then had an and one, knock on a two-point basket and a free throw. It was six from Wendy Vine. We had a three from Scotty Eichhorn, six from Reese Ashinger, and one from Jordan Carroll. For Southwest Calhoun, they were led by Macy Dorman with 11. Dorman did a really good job of dribble driving, would fake the three in the corner or fake it on the wing, and then would drive to the basket, got herself to the free throw line. She went 5-for-5 for the free throw line in the first half. She's got 11 points, the team high for the Titans. Southwest Calhoun also has six from Blair Schleichman, six from Sadie Wheelock, and then 1 point from Abby Kistenmacher. The freshman has 1 point off the bench for the Raiders, shooting for the Titans here at the half. East Sac County outscored Southwest Calhoun in each of the first couple quarters. They outscored Southwest Calhoun 16-13 in the first and 15-11 in the second. I mentioned both teams shot the basketball really well, but I think a couple of turnovers that led to a couple of threes in that first half from Southwest Calhoun that led to threes on the other end for East Sac County. Kind of the difference in this game so far. I know the score's at 7 points. Imagine both teams going to keep running their 2-3 zone defense. Southwest Calhoun might switch it up a little bit, though, because the Raiders did knock down six threes in that first half, or seven threes, excuse me, in that first half. So they might switch it up a little bit defensively and maybe run a little bit more man-to-man, but both teams came out and ran a pretty good zone defense, I thought, in that first half. We'll see if they change it up coming into the second. We'll step away, take a break. We'll talk about more of the first half and also talk about the second half coming up. We should have that here on the way next on Kick 106.7.
Recover, restore, and perform at your best with Stewart Memorial's physical therapy team. Our skilled therapists provide personalized care using advanced techniques, including pelvic health, lymphedema management, dry needling, vertigo treatment, radial pulse therapy, and neurorehabilitation. Whatever your goal, our team is here to help you reach it. Learn more at stewartmemorial.org.
Choose excellence. Choose Stewart Memorial Community Hospital.
Hi, this is Sarah Gaffney with Drapers Plus. We take great pride in creating custom window treatments, including beautiful shades and blinds, along with a variety of flooring, from carpet to luxury vinyl plank, to enhance any room in your home or office. We measure and install with free estimates. We're also proud to be the location to sell South Central Calhoun Titan gear for the Booster Club. So stop in and see us, and let us design your place with stylish window treatments and flooring. By Drapers Plus in Rockwell City.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
At the Lake City Vet Clinic, we offer full-service veterinary care, including wellness care, surgery, dental, and dermatology for dogs and cats. Hi, this is Dr. Morgan. We are dedicated to providing the highest level of veterinary medicine and believe in treating every patient as if it were our own pet, giving them the same loving attention and care. Choose the Lake City Vet Clinic for your furry friends. We are proud to support the South Central Titans sports and activities. The Lake City Veterinary Clinic, located on Main Street in Lake City.
Nothing better exemplifies teamwork than the hard work and dedication of our local area student athletes. The same can be said of the team at Domino Motors in Sac City. Whether it's pre-owned or new, parts or service, Domino Motors has the expertise you don't just need, but deserve. To see their full line or view their weekly ad, check their website. Domino Motors, Sac City's ideal Chevy dealer and proud supporter of the East Sac Raiders.
Here at the Lake City Drive-In, let us make you a meal or snack that you'll love. We have an amazing menu with something for everyone. People love our roasted chicken and our juicy burgers. And ice cream is delicious at any time of the year. Check out our Facebook and look for our daily specials. The Lake City Drive-In is open 7 days a week. Come in or call ahead and use the drive-thru. 464-3005, the Lake City Drive-In, located on Main Street across from the high school in Lake City.
Lead of for East Sac County here at the half. I want to give you an update on the game that's going on down in the KC Center. Right now, St. Albert leads Kemper at the half, 29-13. St. Albert, the number three team in Class 1A, taking on Kemper, who's a really good team in Class 2A. Got the 2 seed in their district. Again, postseason for South Central Calhoun, East Sac County, Carroll, and Kemper will all be going on Saturday. So we will have all those respected games for you across the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network. And everything like that. I think East Sac County going to be in action. We'll have that game for you. You can check that schedule real quick for you. It's all those full sports schedules up at sports.13dkcim.com. The postseason for a lot of our area teams is going to get kicked off later on this week. Thursday starts Class 1A and everything like that. As I mentioned, Saturday, Nick will be here. Will be in Sac City for Madger taking on East Sac County. That'll be right here on Kick 106.7. For the Raiders postseason. And then South Central Calhoun also will be in action coming up on Saturday as well. Kemper takes on Red Oak. That'll be at home. Mason Nealon has that broadcast for you. And then Jeff will be at the Carroll game. Humboldt at Carroll, 6:45 on KKRL. Red Oak at Kemper will be on KCIM. I believe the South Central Calhoun is going to travel to MMCRU on Saturday, so they'll be in action as well. So four postseason games going on across the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network for you on that Saturday, as both these teams will be in action for that postseason. They'll wrap up their regular season. So with tonight's game and that postseason game coming up on Saturday, East Sac County will start with the basketball in the second half. Raiders will go right to left down the court. South Central Calhoun will go left to right the opposite way here as East Sac County leads at 31-24 as we go to the third quarter. Ashinger with the basketball, top of the key to Carroll. Carroll going to travel with it, moved her pivot foot, tried to get it to Bontrager. She thought Bontrager was going to come to the wing. Bontrager faked like she was coming to the wing, went around a screen, and that forced Carroll to second-guess where her pass was going to go. So the turnover will give it right back to South Central Calhoun. Dorman in the paint. Her shot's no good. We're going to get a push and an early foul on Sadie Wheelock. It'll be the first on the Titans here in the quarter. Again, that girls' game that's going on right now over on KKRL will decide the Hawkeye 10 conference. Bontrager, top of the key to Ashinger. Ashinger going to travel with it. So back-to-back turnovers on opening possessions by East Sac County will give the basketball right back to South Central County. And that is going to get Coach Josh Dietrich up off the bench just with his hands up in the air like, what are we doing, girls, right now? With a comfortable seven-point lead, but a seven-point lead at 31-24. Sealed by Ashinger on the other way. She's going to run it coast-to-coast. Her layup high off the glass is good. That'll get the scoring going here in the second half. Ashinger up to 8 points in the game. A really good-looking freshman. Going to be a really good ball player for the Raiders to come. Wheelock has it. Top of the key to Korleski. She'll swing it out to Schleichman. Schleichman looking for somewhere to go. Back out to Dorman. Dorman with the basketball near the top of the key. Raiders in a 2-3 zone defense. Looking to get back out. Korleski to Schleichman. Shot clock down to 10. We'll get a three from Schleichman. Shot's no good. Gertis will track down the loose ball. Schleichman tries to poke it away. Read the eyes of Gertis as she tried to get it to Barrett. It's going to go out of bounds off of Schleichman. So the Raiders will keep the basketball. Inbounds pass goes to Bontrager. Now back to Barrett. Ashinger swings it into Carroll in the corner. Carroll dumps it down low to Bontrager. Back out to Carroll. Carroll trying to get it to Bontrager in the corner. She knocked down four threes in the first half. Barrett with the basketball. Top of the key to Carroll. 33-24. A 9-point lead for the Raiders. We're going to get a foul by Sadie Wheelock. Carroll dribbled right around the defense towards the hoop. And Sadie Wheelock, we're going to get a foul on here. It's going to be a shooting foul. So it'll be the third foul on Wheelock as Carroll will go back to the line. She's 1-for-2 from the line so far here in the game. Free throw from Carroll's on the way. It is up no good. The 9-point lead for East Sac County, their largest lead here in the game. It matches a 9-point lead that they had at 1 point in the first half. Carroll will go back to the line. Free throw on the way. It's going to be high. It's going to be up. It's going to be no good. Rebound pulled down by Riley Jacobs. Abby Kistenmacher is well into the game for the Titans. Dorman near the free throw line. Looking for somewhere to go. We'll kick in the corner to Kistenmacher. She'll dribble baseline. Now picks up her dribble. Tries to jump it down low to Jacobs. It's going to stick with the Titans. Went out of bounds. Last touched by Ashinger. Will stick with South Central Calhoun. Schleichman will inbound underneath the Titans basket. Shot clock sits at 20 for the Titans. We'll get it to Sleichman in the corner. She's now working with the basketball. Gets it to Dorman near the elbow. Dorman kicks it back out to Sleichman, who's open for three on the top of the key. She'll pass on the shot. Now dribbles in. Dumps it down low to Korleski. Korleski to Jacobs. Jacobs back out to Kistenmacher. Titans moving the basketball around. Shot clock down to four. Now three. Sleichman's floater in the lane is going to be up no good. We're going to get a rebound on the floor by Carroll. Official stops play. I think we're going to get... Are they going to call a foul? Are they going to see if it's a shot clock? It shouldn't be a shot clock violation at all because Carroll caught the rebound before the clock went off. She was trying to carve space but then got knocked down. So I think they're going to call a foul here. Maybe they're not going to call a foul. The official's talking to Kerr Batta. 33-24 is your score right now, with Esack County leading by nine. We'll resume action. No fouls called, but Esack County will get the basketball under. They're just going to call it a shot clock violation, which it shouldn't have been a shot clock violation because Carroll pulled down the rebound well before the buzzer went off. Bontrager will kick it out to Ashinger. Now back to Barrett. Barrett to Carroll. Carroll will drive hard to the basket. Her shot's no good. Macy Dorman coming down with the backside rebound. Dorman with it for the Titans near the elbow. Kicks it into the corner. Back out to Korleski. Korleski to Dorman. Dorman will use a spin move. Her shot's no good, but she'll go right back to the line where she lived in the first half. She was 5 for 5 from the free throw line in that first half. Trying to cut into this Esack County lead. Dorman's free throw on the way. It's up, no good. She'll miss her first one tonight. She's 5-6 from the line as she'll step back. Dorman with 11 points, the team high for the Titans in that first half. Second free throw on the way. It rattles in. As the offenses were flowing in the first half, we've got a couple of defensive battles so far to start the second half. 2-1, Esack County has outscored South Central Calhoun with 5:18 to go here in the third quarter. Barrett, top of the key with it, loses a handle on the basketball. It's loose in the hands of Dorman. Dorman will give it up to Sleichman. Sleichman now crosses the timeline and a half-court set for the Titans. On the wing, they go to Dorman. She tries to kick in the corner, but gets it back to Sleichman. Her top of the key three is on the way. It's up and good. Blair Sleichman, her third three in the game. She's got 9 points. Takes it to 33-28. Barrett's three the other way is no good. Riley Jacobs with the rebound for the Titans as they're pushing the pace in transition. Don't let off the gas now. Sleichman dribbles in, picks up her dribble, kicks it to Dorman. Three on the way. It's up and good. Macy Dorman with her first three will make it a two-point game. It's a 6-0 run for the Titans, and they get the rebound on the other end off of Barrett's missed shot. 33-31 in favor of Esack County. Sleichman will take a three. It's on the way. It's going to be up left short. Rebound pulled down by Carroll. Probably not the shot the Titans wanted there in that set. They'll dump it down low to Gertis. Gertis will go off the glass and halts the run momentarily. She'll get her first points here in the game. Makes it 35-31 in favor of the Raiders. Kistenmacher in the corner, kicks it out to Dorman. Dorman looking for somewhere to go. We'll go to Jacobs on the elbow. Jacobs kicks it back to Dorman. Dorman has it stolen away, though. Ashinger in transition. Her layup is up and good. Goes coast to coast with it. We've got a full timeout on the floor by Esack County head coach Josh Dietrich. As Reese Ashinger picks up her 10th point here in the game, makes it 37-31. We'll step away, take a break. 3:42 to go here in the third quarter. We're back in 1 minute on a kick 106.7.
Take a minute and think about your bank. Who's the first person you think of? That person who knows you and you trust to help you just the way you need it. At Bank Midwest, that's the kind of relationship we have with our customers. Because when it comes to your money, technology is great, but someone you can really talk to is indispensable. If that's what you want in a bank, we're your bank. Bank Mid who? Bank Midwest, the one with the just right banker for you. Member FDIC.
Did you know if you experience a sports injury, Loring Hospital in Sac City has an experienced team that can get you back in the game? With the team approach at Loring Hospital, our physical therapists can provide you the one-on-one personalized rehabilitation you may need. At Loring Hospital, we help athletes of all ages be the safest and best they can be. For more information, call Loring Hospital in Sac City at 712-662-7105. Loring Hospital, extraordinary care right here.
Calhoun went on a 6-0 run. The Raiders responded with a 4-0 run themselves, take it back to a 6-point lead at 37-31. Titans had the basketball coming out of a timeout. A 2-3 zone here for the Raiders. Pass momentarily poked away, but in the hands of Allie Korleski. Her pass down low to Wheelock is not going to get there. It's going to be stolen away as the Raiders will have the basketball. Wendy Vite with it for East County. Excuse me. They get it up to Bontrager. Bontrager's elbow shot is good. Sarah Bontrager with her first points here in the half. She's got 18, or she's going to be 17 now in the ballgame. 39-31 in favor of East Sac County. They're on their own 6-0 run here after the Titans cut it to 2 points. Titans still with the basketball. Shot clock down to 20. Dorman has it top of the key. She'll dribble in on the elbow. Bounce pass into the corner to Korleski. Korleski dribbles baseline, tries to kick it in the corner. The Sliceman, it's stolen away by Bontrager. She throws it ahead to Carroll. Carroll the other way will go off the glass. Shot no good. Icorn offensive rebound, and her putback's no good, but she was fouled. She'll go to the line for 2 free throws. 2:36 left here in the third. We'll name your Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame show as Icorn will go to the free throw line. Free throw on the way. It is up and good. Scotty Icorn gets her fourth point off the bench tonight. She's got two of those points coming from the free throw line. We'll talk with both coaches at halftime of the boys' game that's coming up later on tonight following the girls' game. Icorn will go 2 for 2 from the free throw line. We've got a timeout on the floor by Coach Kirk Batta. It's a 41-31 lead, largest lead of 10 right now for East Sac County, their largest lead of the ballgame so far. A full timeout on the floor. We're back in 1 minute on Kick 106.7.
United Bank of Iowa is proud to support the South Central Calhoun students and athletes. We wish all the success in your upcoming sports season and in the classroom. United Bank of Iowa is here for your banking needs also. We're ready to help you with your first checking account or vehicle loan. We have all the conveniences that you want, like mobile banking, e-statements, electronic deposits, and more. We make banking easy at United Bank of Iowa, Lake City, Rockwell City, Lorville, and Litton. Member FDIC.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With 4 convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Otterbolt, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Lead for East Sac County, their largest lead at 10 points right now here in the third quarter. Titans will have the basketball coming out of the timeout, but kick it in the corner. Sleishman working with the basketball, will give it up to Webker. Webker now to Korleski. Titans running some offense here with 16 seconds in the shot clock. Sleishman has it on the far wing. We'll use the screen step by Wheelock. We'll kick it back now to Webker. Webker will go in the corner to Korleski. They jump into Wheelock, but the pass is going to be too high. Stolen away by Bontrager. She comes away with another steal. Bontrager bounce pass to Ashinger. Ashinger near the top of the key to Carroll. Carroll with the basketball. Under 2 to play here in the third quarter. Shot clock down to 24 for the Raiders. They get it to Vite. Vite's knocked down a couple threes here in the game. Now to Bontrager in the corner to Ashinger. Ashinger dribbles right high, but near the free throw line. Going to pick up her dribble. Nobody picks her up. Her shot's going to miss. Icorn offensive rebound. Putback no good. And Sleishman will clear it for the Titans. FCC needs to go on a little bit of a run here in the third. Korleski has it. Dumps it to Wheelock. Now to Dorman in the corner. 3-point shot on the way. And she'll knock it down. Macy Dorman has been automatic tonight. 2 threes. And it's 7 of 8 from the free throw line tonight. Ashinger to Carroll. Carroll will dribble left towards the top of the key. Now picks up her dribble. Gives it up to Veit. 41-34. Raiders with the lead. As we have got a steal by Webker. Titans now coming the other way in transition. Dorman to Webker. Webker looking for somewhere to go. She'll swing across court. It'll be in the hands of Fleischman. Fleischman looking for somewhere to go. East County still sitting in a 2-3 zone defense. Three on the way from Dorman's no good. And we're going to get a push down low. Foul will be called. It will go on the Titans. And it will be East County basketball. Fourth foul on the Titans here in the quarter. That's the second on Webker. 44 seconds to go here in the third. Shot clock still on, about 9 seconds separating the shot clock and the game clock. Veit has it to Eichhorn on the free throw line. Eichhorn looking for somewhere to go. Kick it back out to Veit. Veit dribbles baseline, now picks up her dribble. Bounce pass out to Ashinger. 3-point shot on the way. It's up strong. Rebound going to be pulled down by Fleischman. Titans quickly the other way. She throws it ahead to Dorman. Dorman on the elbow. She'll pull up for the jumper, and it's good. 41-36. Raiders can hold for the last shot. Bontrager dribbles in, tries to go down low to Ashinger. It hits her feet. And Fleischman will come away with the basketball. Titans can hold for the last shot. Clock down to 6. Now 5. Fleischman will get it to Wheelock on the elbow. They kick it into Dorman. Dorman's 3 on the way. It's up no good. And the buzzer will sound for the end of the third quarter. 41-36 in favor of East Sac County. We will step away, take a break. We're back in 1 minute for the fourth quarter here on a Kick 106.7.
Mackey Motors proudly supports the South Central Calhoun Titans Athletics. It's been our pleasure serving Lake City and the surrounding communities for over 50 years, with our main focus being on customer satisfaction. When you purchase a new Chevy or certified pre-owned vehicle, use the Quick Lube Express Bays or come get service or bodywork done. Always know that Mackey Motors is a member of your team every step of the way.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Jacobson Seed, family owned and operated for more than 85 years. But why is it important for you to do business with a family owned seed company? At Jacobson Seed, we are proud of our family owned heritage. Our commitment goes beyond just selling seed. It's about cultivating relationships and sharing our passion for growth. It's about treating you like a member of our family. Our roots run deep with generations of knowledge and expertise that we pour into every seed we sell. Jacobson Seed.
It is a 41-36 lead for East Sac County as we go to the third quarter here on Kick 106.7. We're also coming to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth tonight. Get distributed by Pepsi Beverage and Carol's Athletes. Refuel, recover, and perform. Casey Miners with you on your new country station, Kick 106.7. Titans with the basketball to start and coming out of the quarter change. Dorman will kick it into Fleischman. Fleischman to Wheelock. Pass a little high, still batting around in the hands of Webker. And we're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it over to East Sac County. So stolen possession for the Raiders coming out of the quarter change. Again, we'll talk with both coaches at halftime of the boys' game. So we'll name your Culver's player of the game and your post-game show. Also running through the first half, running through the full game scoring stats as well. And that post-game show coming up. Conclusion of this one here on Kick 106.7. Hauser tries to go down low to Eichhorn. We're going to get a foul on Hauser. Porleski came away with the steal. Hauser came in from the back, tried to steal it away. The foul will be the first on the Raiders here in the quarter. It'll be the third on Hauser. Titans have it now to half court set. Fleischman on it with the wing. She'll swing it out to Dorman. Dorman's been really good offensively for SEC here so far in the game. They kick it back out to Korleski. Korleski at the free throw line. Back to Fleischman. Fleischman almost loses it, but is able to get it back. And we're going to get a fight for the basketball as it was loose on the floor. It'll stick with the Titans. Shot clock sticks at 17. Fleischman inbounds to Wheelock near the free throw line. She hands it off to Korleski. Uses the screen set by Webker to Fleischman in the corner. Shot no good. Korleski offensive rebound. Dorman in the free throw line. They throw it down low to Wheelock. Pass to Hines. Stolen away by Eichhorn. Barrett with it. Throws it ahead to Ashinger. Short dribble baseline. Now kicks it back out to Barrett. Barrett dribbles, gets her defender up off the floor. Try to dump it down low to Eichhorn. Ashinger saves it, but it's in the hands of Dorman. And Dorman going to step on the baseline, so the turnover will give it right back to East Sac County. 6:44 to go here in the third quarter. Good crowd on hand tonight for this Twin Lake Conference basketball. Again, Raiders sit at 9-11 right now, 6-5 in the TLC. South Central Calhoun 7-13 in a 4-7 in conference play. Central Calhoun's won three of their last four, but the Raiders did win this matchup earlier in the year, 59-37 back on December 5th. And we're going to get a travel by Ashinger coming out of the change of possession. 41-36 here in the third. Offenses were clicking in the first half, but both teams have struggled a little bit here in the third quarter, or in the second half. They still have the third quarter up as the period on the board, but we are into the fourth quarter here on Kick 106.7. Jacobs swings it out to Korleski. She dribbles baseline now to Sleichman in the corner to get it to Wheelock. Wheelock thumps it down low to Dorman. She'll go off the glass and pick up two more points. Titans open up this third quarter, makes it a three-point game at 41-38. Three on the way from Ashinger, and it's no good. It'll go out of bounds, and it'll be Titan basketball. Titans have it with a chance to tie it or cut it to 1 point here. Schleichman bounce pass to Korleski. Korleski to Wheelock, down to Dorman near the free throw line. Dorman will go up for the shot. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Gertis of East Sac County. She'll throw it ahead to Ashinger. Ashinger will back it out. Swings it up to Barrett. Barrett to Bontrager. Bontrager near the free throw line pulls up for the jumper. It's going to roll around and it falls in. Sarah Bontrager does not need much room to get her shot off. She's got 19 points tonight here in the game. Wheelock to Korleski. Korleski to Dorman. Dorman back to Wheelock. She'll take the three. It's going to be up short. Rebound pulled down by Ashinger. 43-38, 5:20 left here in the fourth quarter. Bontrager top of the key with it. Bounce pass to Ashinger. Ashinger back to Barrett. Barrett goes down low to Gertis. Gertis off the glass. Her shot's no good. As Sleichman will track down the loose ball for the Titans. South Central Calhoun working with it. Give it up to Korleski. Now down low to Wheelock. Wheelock back out to Sleichman. Thought about the three. Now dribbles into the free throw line. Bounce pass to Korleski. Korleski swings it across to Sleichman. She'll take the three. It's going to be up no good. Rims in and out as Gertis will pull down the rebound. Carroll quickly the other way in transition. Bounce pass to Bontrager. She thought about the three. Double team comes out. She'll dribble around it. Bontrager's jumper in the lane's good. She's over 20 now. She's got 21 here in the game. 45-38. It was just a three-point lead. It's now back up to a seven-point lead. It's a 4-0 run for East Sac County here. It's going to stick with the Titans. We've got a substitution on the floor. Abby Kistenmacher will check back into the game. Boys game coming up. Conclusion of this one. 4:22 left here in the fourth quarter. Fleischman inbounds, goes to Wheelock to Kistenmacher. She picks up her dribble, swings the top of the key to Jacobs. Jacobs bounce pass to Fleischman. Fleischman looking for somewhere to go. Ivan uses the screen set by Wheelock. Wheelock hit the free throw line. Her jumper is going to roll around. It's no good. Gertis with another rebound here in the quarter. Barrett's got the basketball now in a half-court set for the Raiders. We're going to get a timeout on the floor by East Sac County. 45-38, 4 minutes exactly to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll step away, take a break. We're back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
Recover, restore, and perform at your best with Stewart Memorial's physical therapy team. Our skilled therapists provide personalized care using advanced techniques, including pelvic health, lymphedema management, dry needling, vertigo treatment, radial pulse therapy, and neurorehabilitation. Whatever your goal, our team is here to help you reach it. Learn more at stewartmemorial.org.
Choose excellence. Choose Stewart Memorial Community Hospital.
Minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. East Sac County going to inbound the basketball to get it up to Barrett. Barrett tries to give it to Gertis. Gertis able to track it down. Now to Bontrager. Bontrager top the key to Ashinger. They'll swing it out to Carroll. Carroll looking for somewhere to go. We'll back, give it back to Barrett. Barrett near the free throw line dumps it down low to Miranda Gertis, and she's going to be fouled on the shot. So two free throws coming for Gertis. 45-38, 3:45 left here in the ball game. Curtis to the line looking to extend that lead. The free throw is no good. So far, East Sac County outscoring South Central Calhoun 4-2 here in the quarter. Jacobs will take a seat. Snake Macy Dorman back into the game. Curtis' second free throw is good. Brandon Curtis with her third point from the night. Makes it an 8-point lead here for East Sac County at 46-38. Wheelock with it, gives it up to Schleichman. Schleichman near the top of the key. Rangers still sit in a 2-3 zone defense. They get it back to Korleski. Korleski will swing it out to Kistenmacher. Now in the corner, the Titans work with the shot clock down to 14. Wheelock goes down low to Dorman. Dorman, the turnaround jumper, going to leave it short. Rebound going to be pulled down by Ashinger of East Sac County. Barrett now with it. Bounce pass to Bontrager. Bontrager working with the basketball. Looking for somewhere to go. Tries to dump it down low to Gertis, but able to swing it out towards the top of the key to Ashinger. Swing it out to Carroll. Carroll in the corner with it. 3 minutes left here in the third. 16 seconds in the shot clock for the Raiders. Bontrager to Carroll. Carroll will dribble baseline. Carroll going to have it poked away by Korleski. Korleski hits the deck. We're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with East Sac County. .249 left here in the third quarter. Excuse me, the fourth quarter here on Kick 106.7. Raiders inbound the basketball. They go in to Barrett. Barrett looking for somewhere to go. Hands it off to Ashinger. Ashinger near the free throw line. Going to turn around. Her jumper's up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Macy Dorman. Dorman will push the pace. They get it into the corner to Schleichman. Schleichman dribbles baseline. Bounces it back out. Top of the key to Wheelock. Three on the way. It's up and good. Sadie Wheelock knocks down her first three. Give her 9 here in the game. Makes it 41-46 in favor of the Raiders. A 5-point lead for East Sac County. Carroll with the basketball. Goes top of the key to Barrett. Titans are in a man-to-man defense. Trying to up and down low to Gertis, but it's poked away again. Korleski with active hands defensively. Schleichman to Korleski. Now to Wheelock. They kick it in the corner. Three-point shot on the way. It's up and good. Macy Dorman knocks down another three. And we have got a timeout on the floor. It is back to a 2-point lead, 46-44 in favor of the Raiders. We'll step away, take a break. We're back in 1 minute here on Kick 106.7.
Friday Night Lights. Small Town Pride. And the power you can carry. Tonight's game is brought to you by Corn Belt Telephone, keeping our teams connected since 1961. They don't just connect your internet, they connect our whole community. Corn Belt is right there on the sidelines with you. And they're way more than just your telecommunications provider. They're your neighbor, living, cheering, and growing alongside you game after game. So when you see Corn Belt Telephone's logo or hear their name on the air, know it's your community talking. Because at Corn Belt Telephone, connection is more than just service. It's commitment.
Recover, restore, and perform at your best with Stewart Memorial's physical therapy team. Our skilled therapists provide personalized care using advanced techniques, including pelvic health, lymphedema management, dry needling, vertigo treatment, radial pulse therapy, and neurorehabilitation. Whatever your goal, our team is here to help you reach it. Learn more at stewartmemorial.org.
Choose excellence. Choose Stewart Memorial Community.
.46-44 lead for East Sac County coming out of the timeout. A minute 45 left here in the fourth. Bontrager has it. Bounce pass over to Carroll. Carroll looking for somewhere to go. Gets it to Veit at the top of the key. Veit now to Ashinger. Shot clock down to 16 as they work to Carroll. Short dribble baseline. And Carroll going to step out of bounds with the basketball. The turnover will get it right back to South Central Calhoun. Titans have a chance to take their first lead since they led 3-0 in the first quarter. Schleichman to Korleski. Korleski coming off the screen by Wheelock. So get it to Wheelock on a pick and roll. Now down to Kistenmacher. Kick out to Schleichman for three. It's going to be up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Gertis. She's quickly double-teamed. Gertis going to throw it ahead to Carroll. Carroll will now slow it down for the Raiders. She kicks it cross court to Bontrager. Bontrager looking for somewhere to go now to Ashinger. They'll swing it over to Veit. Bite dribbles left now to Bontrager. Her free throw line jumper is going to air him in and out. No good. Gets her own miss. Her putback going to be up off the glass. Shot no good again as Fleischman tracks down the rebound for the Titans. Under a minute to play here. 52 seconds left in the fourth quarter. It's a 46-44 lead for East Sac County. Fleischman with the basketball. It's going to be Korleski. Tries to get it to Fleischman. Pass too high for Fleischman. It'll be a turnover. It'll be Raider basketball. 11 seconds, 12 seconds about separating the shot clock and the game clock. Carroll drives hard to the basket. Shot no good. But she'll go to the line for two free throws. She was fouled. She is 2-for-4 from the line so far tonight. 40 seconds exactly left here in the fourth quarter. Jeff and Mason going to type up recaps of all of tonight's basketball action. Check those out up at the sports website, sports.kcim.com. Free throw from Carroll is no good, so this will stay. Even if she makes it at a one-possession game for South Central Calhoun with 40 seconds to go, Titans currently trail it by two, 46-44. Free throw on the way. It's going to be up and good. Carroll will take it to a three-point game. Dorman with the basketball. We're going to get a timeout by Coach Batt. About 4 seconds separated the shot clock and the game clock. 34 seconds on the game clock, 30 seconds on the shot clock, a 30-second timeout. We're back in 30 here on Kick 106.7.
Hi, this is Sarah Gaffney with Drapers Plus. We take great pride in creating custom window treatments, including beautiful shades and blinds, along with a variety of flooring, from carpet to luxury vinyl plank, to enhance any room in your home or office. We measure and install with free estimates. We're also proud to be the location to sell South Central Calhoun Titan gear for the Booster Club. So stop in and see us, and let us design your place with stylish window treatments and flooring by Drapery Plus in Rockwell City.
It is a 47-44 lead here for East Sac County. They lead it by three as the Titans will have the basketball coming out of the timeout. 34 seconds on the game clock, 30 seconds on the shot clock for South Central Calhoun. Korleski gives it up to Dorman. Dorman going to quickly be doubled. Looks for somewhere to go. Going to kick it out to Fleischman. Fleischman swings it into the corner. Korleski working with the basketball, trying to find somewhere to go. She kicks it back to Fleischman. Fleischman to Korleski. Fleischman in the corner. Tries to dump it down low to Dorman, but the pass is stolen away by Gertis. Fleischman comes away with the steal down low to Dorman. Her shot's up and good. Counts the basket. And one coming for Macy Dorman. Titans have crawled their way now down to one, awaiting the end-one opportunity for Macy Dorman. We're going to get a quick timeout on the floor. 47-46, 9.6 to go here in the fourth. A 30-second timeout. We're back in 30 on a Kick 106.7.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Big free throws coming for Macy Dorman as she will step to the line. It is currently a one-point lead for East Sac County, 9.6 to go here in the fourth. 47-46, Dorman to the line. And Dorman so far today has made six free throws. She is 6 of 8 from the free throw line. Shot clock. They're having an issue right now with the scorer's table. Looks like we are all good there. 47-46 as Dorman steps to the line with 9.6 to go. A chance to tie the game up. Free throw from Dorman is on the way. It's going to be up and good as she knocks it down. We are tied at 47. Our first tie since it was 3-3 in the first quarter. Carroll's got the basketball. Gives it up to Veit. Josh Dietrich calling for a timeout. He was yelling for a timeout even when they first got the basketball. So about 5 seconds came off the clock before he got the timeout. He was out on the court calling for the timeout. 2.8 to go in the fourth. We're tied at 47. We'll be back in 1 minute on Kick 106.7.
At the Lake City Vet Clinic, we offer full-service veterinary care, including wellness care, surgery, dental, and dermatology for dogs and cats. Hi, this is Dr. Morgan. We are dedicated to providing the highest level of veterinary medicine and believe in treating every patient as if it were our own pet, giving them the same loving attention and care. Choose the Lake City Vet Clinic for your furry friends. We are proud to support the South Central Titans sports and activities. The Lake City Veterinary Clinic, located on Main Street in Lake City.
Nothing better exemplifies teamwork than the hard work and dedication of our local area student athletes. The same can be said of the team at Domino Motors in Sac City. Whether it's pre-owned or new, parts or service, Domino Motors has the expertise you don't just need, but deserve. To see their full line or view their weekly ad, check their website. Domino Motors, Sac City's ideal Chevy dealer and proud supporter of the East Sac Raiders.
He's got a chance to win it with 2.8 to go here in the fourth, tied at 47. Vital inbound. They give it up to Bontrager. It's poked away. Fleischman at the buzzer. Shot's going to be no good. And we will go to overtime. 47-47 as we play overtime here on a Kick 106-7. We'll step away, take a break. We are back in 1 minute with that overtime period here on a Kick 106.7.
Here at the Lake City Drive-In, let us make you a meal or snack that you'll love. We have an amazing menu with something for everyone. People love our roasted chicken and our juicy burgers. And ice cream is delicious at any time of the year. Check out our Facebook and look for our daily specials. The Lake City Drive-In is open 7 days a week. Come in or call ahead and use the drive-thru. 464-3005, the Lake City Drive-In, located on Main Street across from the high school in Lake City.
Take a minute and think about your bank. Who's the first person you think of? That person who knows you and you trust to help you just the way you need it. At Bank Midwest, that's the kind of relationship we have with our customers. Because when it comes to your money, technology is great, but someone you can really talk to is indispensable. If that's what you want in a bank, we're your bank. Bank Mid who? Bank Midwest, the one with the just right banker for you. Member FDIC.
Tied at 47 and going to overtime here on a Kick 106-7. This is our first tie since it was 3-3 in the first quarter. South Central Calhoun with a really good second half, trailed by as much as 10, 41-31, and they come storming back. They end the and that after it was a 10-point game, they ended on a 16-4 run. Or excuse me, a 16-6 run. Curtis and Wheelock will tip us away here on overtime. Spinning tip will be overtime tip, going to be won by South Central Calhoun. Slicer will drip it over to Korleski. Korleski looking for somewhere to go, gets it back to Kistenmacher. Now to Slicer. Slicer with it, tries to dump it down to Dorman. Dorman off the glass, shot no good. Curtis pulls down the rebound. We're going to get a reach in foul on Macy Dorman. Foul will be the third on the Titans, so the fouls must stay over from the fourth quarter. That'll be the third on Macy Dorman. She has been the offense for South Central Calhoun here in this ball game. Bite with it to Ashinger. Ashinger looking for somewhere to go. Will dribble towards the wing, kicks it back out to Bontrager. Bontrager had 15 points in the first half, just 6 here in the second half. Bite with it. Tries to get it out to Ashinger. She's able to track it down. Ashinger near the free throw line now. Back to Vice. Shot clock down to 10 for the Raiders. Back to Ashinger. She'll dribble past Kistenmacher. We're going to get another reach-in foul on Macy Dorman. That's going to be her fourth. That'll be the fourth on the Raiders. Dorman so far could not afford to have her go to the bench. She has been your offense here in the game. Thank you. She's got 28 points, and they're going to get a travel down low on Ashinger off the inbound. 3:13 left here in overtime. 47-47, we are still tied. Nobody to score yet here in the overtime period. Boys game coming up next. We'll have that for you right here on Kick 106.7. Also name your Culver's player of the game in that postgame show. Postgame show brought to you by Mackey Motors in Lake City. Rockwell City tonight for South Central Calhoun and Middle School. Dorman with the inbound pass down low to pick up two more points. Veit to Barrett. She'll try to dribble baseline, kicks it back out to Veit. 49-47 lead for SCC. Their first lead since they led 3-0. They get it up to Carroll. Carroll now back to Veit. Veit looking to try to get it to Bontrager, but they've got Fleischman fronting her. She's pretty much playing like a box and one. Somebody is following Bontrager everywhere they go. Veit near the free throw line, kicks it back out to Barrett. She's open for three. It's going to be up and rattled in. Chloe Barrett with her first basket. It's a huge one. Gives the Raiders the lead back at 50-49. Titans have it now in the half court set. 50-49 in favor of the Raiders. Pass going to be poked away by Veit. She'll come away with the steal. Throws it ahead to Barrett. 2:10 left here in overtime. They hand it off to Bontrager. Bontrager down the baseline. Back out to Barrett. Barrett just knocked down the 3 moments ago. Dumps it down to Gertis. Tries to wrap it around. Gertis going to lose it out of bounds. And it will be South Central Calhoun basketball. Scotty Eichhorn checks in. Gertis will take a seat. Under two to play here in overtime. Fleischman has the basketball. She'll throw it in to Kistenmacher. Kistenmacher back to Korleski. Now to Fleischman. Fleischman looking for somewhere to go. Bounce pass over to Korleski. Shot clock down to 22. Back to Fleischman. Fleischman to the top of the key. Will go to Wheelock near the free throw line. Back out to Fleischman. Three is going to be up and good. Blair Fleischman will give the Titans the lead back at 52-50 with a minute 28 to go here in overtime. Veit to Barrett. Barrett back to Veit. Titans working with the basketball. They get it to Bontrager on the elbow. Bounce pass to Barrett. Back out to Bontrager. Bontrager going to back it out. Clock down to 12. Picks up her dribble. Gets it to Carroll near the free throw line. Carroll looking for somewhere to go. Dumps it down low to Eichhorn. Eichhorn gets it to Carroll. They kick it back out to Veit. She'll take the three. It's going to be up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Fleischman with a minute to go here in overtime. Fleischman ahead the other way. We'll slow it down a little bit as we go under a minute to play here in OT. Wheelock, backdoor pass to Dorman. Dorman, we're going to get a double dribble on Macy Dorman. Turnover will give it right back to the Raiders. Wendy Veit now with it for East Sac County. We're going to get a timeout by Coach Dietrich in South Central County. Excuse me, East Sac County. It'll be a full timeout. We'll step away, take it with them. 52-50, SCC leads with 44.6 left here in the fourth. We're back in 1 minute on Kick 106.7.
Did you know if you experience a sports injury, Loring Hospital in Sac City has an experienced team that can get you back in the game? With the team approach at Loring Hospital, our physical therapists can provide you the one-on-one personalized rehabilitation you may need. At Loring Hospital, we help athletes of all ages be the safest and best they can be. For more information, call Loring Hospital in Sac City at 712-662-7105. Loring Hospital, extraordinary care right here.
United Bank of Iowa is proud to support the South Central Calhoun students and athletes. We wish all the success in your upcoming sports season and in the classroom. United Bank of Iowa is here for your banking needs also. We're ready to help you with your first checking account or vehicle loan. We have all the conveniences that you want, like mobile banking, e-statements, electronic deposits, and more. We make banking easy at United Bank of Iowa, Lake City, Rockwell City, Lorville, and Litton. Member FDIC.
Here on Kick 106.7, Raiders have the basketball coming out of the timeout. Bontrager with it. She'll give it up to Carroll. Carroll back to Bontrager near the free throw line. Clock down to 22 on the shot clock for the Raiders. Game clock down to 33. Sarah still working with the basketball. Bounce pass to Veit. Veit to Barrett. Barrett hit a three here moments ago in this quarter. Gets it back to Veit. They're trying to get it to Bontrager. White will dribble in. Shot no good. Gets her own miss. We'll kick it back out to Carroll. Her jumper is going to be up short. Rebound pulled down by Wheelock. Raiders have to foul. We're going to get a foul. 9.40 to go here in the fourth. Eastside County still has a couple more fouls to give before they put SEC at the free throw line. The foul will go on a Bear. It'll be her first. 9.4 left here in the fourth quarter. Seems like we've got a timeout on the floor. We'll step away, take it with them. 52-50 SEC leads. We're back in 1 minute here on Kick 106.7.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With four convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Odebolt, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Mackey Motors proudly supports the South Central Calhoun Titans Athletics. It's been our pleasure serving Lake City and the surrounding communities for over 50 years, with our main focus being on customer satisfaction. When you purchase a new Chevy or certified pre-owned vehicle, use the Quick Lube Express Bays or come get service or bodywork done. Always know that Mackey Motors is a member of your team every step of the way.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Raiders commit the foul coming out of the timeout. The Titans will inbound the basketball again. This will be the 7 seconds to go. This will be the foul that will put South Central Calhoun at the line. Dorman will inbound in front of the scorer's table. They get it into Fleischman. Fleischman's going to be fouled. It's 5.4 to go here in the fourth. That should be the fifth foul, and it will put Fleischman to the line. Fleischman's got to knock down both of them to make it a two-possession game. It's a 52-50 lead for the Titans, and she misses the first free throw. So at most, this will be a three-point game. Eastside County added timeouts here in overtime. South Central Calhoun still with one. We're going to get the officials to talk here for a minute. They're looking up at the claw, or up at the scoreboard. One of the officials is going to walk towards the scorer's table. .4 to go here in overtime. 52-50 your score. South Central Calhoun on top of Eastside County. Fleischman to the line, and she misses both free throws. Raiders have to go quick. We're going to get a timeout on the floor by Eastside County. It said that they didn't have any timeouts up on the board, but it'll be a full timeout by the Raiders. They will have it with 4.4 to go here in the fourth. We'll step away, take a break. We're back in 1 minute here on a Kick 106.7.
Jacobson Seed, family owned and operated for more than 85 years. But why is it important for you to do business with a family owned seed company? At Jacobson Seed, we are proud of our family owned heritage. Our commitment goes beyond just selling seed. It's about cultivating relationships and sharing our passion for growth. It's about treating you like a member of our family. Our roots run deep with generations of knowledge and expertise that we pour into every seed we sell. Jacobson Seed, your American veteran, family-owned seed company.
Recover, restore, and perform at your best with Stewart Memorial's physical therapy team. Our skilled therapists provide personalized care using advanced techniques, including pelvic health, lymphedema management, dry needling, vertigo treatment, radial pulse therapy, and neurorehabilitation. Whatever your goal, our team is here to help you reach it. Learn more at stewartmemorial.org.
Choose excellence. Choose Stewart Memorial Community Hospital.
Down the basketball with 4.4 to go. They throw it ahead to Bontrager. Bontrager looking for someone to go kick the divide by at the buzzer. The three is going to be up, no good. And the South Central Calhoun will walk away with a comfort behind victory. 52-50. as the Titans will move to 8-13. Raiders fall to 9-12. We will step away, take a break. We got your Mackey Motors postgame show coming up. 52-50, your final South Central Calhoun wins. We're back with your postgame show here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most. Tonight's game is brought to you by Corn Belt Telephone, keeping our teams connected since 1961. They don't just connect your internet, they connect our whole community. Corn Belt is right there on the sidelines with you. And they're way more than just your telecommunications provider. They're your neighbor, living, cheering, and growing alongside you game after game. So when you see Corn Belt Telephone's logo or hear their name on the air, know it's your community talking. Because at Corn Belt Telephone, connection is more than just service. It's commitment.
Recover, restore, and perform at your best with Stewart Memorial's physical therapy team. Our skilled therapists provide personalized care using advanced techniques, including pelvic health, lymphedema management, dry needling, vertigo treatment, radial pulse therapy, and neurorehabilitation. Whatever your goal, our team is here to help you reach it. Learn more at stewartmemorial.org.
Choose excellence. Choose Stewart Memorial Community Hospital.
Hi, this is Sarah Gaffney with Draper's Plus. We take great pride in creating custom window treatments, including beautiful shades and blinds, along with a variety of flooring, from carpet to luxury vinyl plank, to enhance any room in your home or office. We measure and install with free estimates. We're also proud to be the location to sell South Central Calhoun Titan gear for the Booster Club. So stop in and see us, and let us design your place with stylish window treatments and flooring. By Draper's Plus in Rockwell City.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Coaches coming up in the halftime show of the boys game, but your final here in overtime. South Central Calhoun wins it 52-50 over East Sac County. Titans trailed 41-31. They used a 16-6 run at the end of the third quarter and into the fourth quarter to come back and win this one in overtime. They outscored East Sac County 5-3 in overtime, 11-4 in the fourth quarter, and 12-10 in the third quarter. Running through the scoring here for both girls' teams. Sarah Bontrager finishes tonight with 21 points. Chloe Barrett had three. It was six from Wendy Veit, five from Scotty Eichhorn, 10 from Reese Ashinger, three from Miranda Gertis, and two from Jordan Carroll. For South Central Calhoun, they were led by Macy Dorman. She had over half the points tonight. Macy Dorman had 30 points for South Central Calhoun tonight, and it was 12 from Blair Schleichman, nine from Sadie Wheelock, and one from Abby Kistenmacher off the bench tonight for South Central Calhoun. East Sac County led for most of this game. SEC jumped out to a 3-0 lead. East Sac tied it at 3. They took a 4-3 lead, and they led all the way until it was 47-47 tied at the end of the fourth quarter. And then the South Central Calhoun ends up winning this one 52-50 tonight. Again, Titans went on a 16-6 run at the end of the third quarter and into that fourth quarter to come back and win this game tonight in overtime. We'll name your Culver's Player of the Game. Culver's Player of the Game brought to you by Culver's Andy Carroll, celebrating over 40 years in business and 15 plus of those in the Carroll area. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. That'll be posted on the Carroll Broadcasting Facebook, Twitter, Instagram pages later on tonight, as well as up at sports.13dkcim.com. And we're going to go with Macy Dorman. She had a terrific ball game tonight. Did it from around the basket, scored from around the basket, free throw line, hit threes in the game. She knocked down three threes in the game for the Titans. Also did a nice job of working down low in the paint, and then got to the free throw line. She finished with 30 points tonight, as Macy Dorman is going to be your Culver's Player of the Game. We'll step away, take a break. Boys game going to be on the way coming up next. They're doing senior night right now down on the court. The lone senior for South Central County and the girls was Riley Jacobs, as I mentioned. We'll talk with both the boys coaches coming up at halftime of the boys game. We're speaking to both girls coaches at halftime of the boys game. We'll talk with the boys coaches following the boys game tonight here on a Kick 106.7. We'll step away, take a break. We've got the boys game coming up in just a little bit here on a Kick 106.7. Report joined with Eastsack County girls head basketball coach Josh Dietrich. And coach, a really good first half for you guys tonight. Thought Sarah shot the basketball really well as a team. Thought you shot the basketball really well. Second half, not what you wanted to see at all. But talk about the first half. What did you see from the girls offensively?
Yeah, first half we did a really good job pushing the ball in transition. You know, that's been a point of emphasis for us really these past few weeks, getting the ball out quicker, pushing it up the floor. I mean, we did a really good job of that. Chloe Barrett got her eyes up, and we found Reese, you know, for a three there, I think, early. And same for Sarah. We did a great job pushing the ball up the floor.
You guys, I think, led at halftime. You jumped out to a 4-3 lead and then never really looked back from there. What was it defensively for you guys in the first half that kind of caused some issues? It seemed like you were turning South Central Cowan over quite a bit there in the first half.
Yeah, we were playing a great ball pressure. We're really disciplined. Our wings were really disciplined. You know, our concept is always force sideline, baseline, into our help. Same thing with our guards. We give up no middle. And our guards did a really good job emphasizing the no middle. We did a really good job with that in the first half.
How's it been adjusting as a head coach now? You know, you sit as assistant on the bench, and then now you're the head coach back in your old high school gym. You know, how was that adjustment coming into tonight?
You know, it's a little bit of adjustment. You know, it's a little bit more pressure as a head coach compared to assistant. But, you know, I love being home. I love coming back. I love still coaching in the Twin Lakes Conference, so it's great.
Second half didn't quite go your guys' way. I thought they changed up the defense a little bit, trying to recognize Sarah a little bit more. Tried to get open as much as she could. I think had 6 points in the second half or something like that. How did you kind of try to adjust defensively, or offensively, I should say, against what South Central Cowan threw at you?
Yeah, biggest thing I'll be talking about in our timeouts is, you know, they were pressuring her really good, but when you get pressure like that, you got to become the screener. You know, we got to try and get a switch there. And she did a good job screening, cutting hard, trying to get open, and we did a good job screening for her too, but we just couldn't get the switch that we wanted. I give credit to SEC. They're pretty disciplined. If they did end up getting switched, they were already on her pretty tight. So I give a lot of credit to them as well.
What did you see from your freshman tonight? Thought had a really good all-around ball game. Reese finished with 10. I think Sarah had 21. What did you see from those two tonight?
You know, Sarah's been playing great all year. She's been kind of turning up her scoring a little bit more these past few games. And it's good to see. Reese is still going through it as a freshman. You know, she had a decent game, I thought, tonight. She's got to go through some growing pains. You know, I think confidence is getting to her a little bit when she doesn't see her shot go through the hoop. Obviously, she's one of our best shooters. You know, I talk to her all the time. I'd rather you go 2 of 12 from 3 than 1 of 6, you know, because if you go 2 of 12, you know, you kept shooting the ball. Yeah. You know, if you went 1 for 6, you were down on yourself and you just stopped shooting.
Yeah.
She didn't shoot that much in the second half, but we're going to work through those.
Yeah. You guys end up falling tonight in overtime, 52-50. They tied it up at 47. What was the talk going into overtime for the girls?
Biggest talk was just who wants it more. You know, it's a great game, great atmosphere. You know, we just got to keep being disciplined, you know, doing the little things right. I think towards the end there in the first half, or not first half, second half, we kind of did some undisciplined things with the basketball in our hands. But biggest point of emphasis was just being disciplined. It's a defensive game, and our defense had to show up and didn't necessarily do that in overtime.
You guys got Madrid coming up on Saturday. You open up postseason play. What needs to be changed after tonight's game going into that game against Madrid?
biggest thing that needs to change is we got to get more. We got to try and get more consistent on the offensive end, you know, and we got to fix our defense too. We're not make drastic changes, but you know, the little things that we got to clean up for Saturday. Can't make any big changes like that. But biggest thing is we can't be worried about this one for too long. You know, Madge is a good team. They're right at that 500 mark, and it's postseason. Postseason play is a different animal, you know. So we got to move on. We got to come to practice tomorrow, ready to get better.
Josh, well, thank you for joining us. Good luck coming up on Saturday.
Yep, absolutely, thank you.
That was Eastside County Raiders head girls basketball coach Josh Dietrich here in your Mackey Motors postgame show. We will hand the headset off to Kurt Bada here real quick, get a couple questions for him before we get see if he gets the headset flipped over.
There you go.
We just got you there, coach.
There you go.
Big win for you guys tonight. You ended up picking up a 52-50 win in overtime. What was the message to the girls going to overtime?
Well, the message to overtime was continue to keep competing. You know, one of the things that we've lacked in previous meetings with USAC is I thought they've always brought, in the last four times, brought more energy to the floor than what we have. And tonight I thought once we got out of our zone stuff, I thought we were really, really lethargic. We were giving up some open threes and matchup-wise, we were struggling there on the wing. So getting into our man stuff, I thought we brought more energy and created a little more havoc for Bontrager and Ashinger.
Bontrager hit, like, I think, four threes in the first half. Did you switch up? So it kind of looked like you had a matchup going on with her in that second half. I thought that switch did a really good job. How did the girls respond in that way?
Well, you know, communication is a big part of playing defense, and I thought we communicated where she was at on the floor a little bit better. You know, they like to run her off a lot of screen action, and she does an outstanding job working the floor. She finds her open windows, comes off the screens really hard, she cuts really hard. You know, one of the things that we really needed to focus on is, you know, if we were going to switch things, we had to be committed to it from what we haven't done in the past. And I thought the kids really communicated really well. You know, I wanted to put a little bit more length on her with Blair, which, you know, I thought she played outstanding defense. Probably tired her out a little bit on the offensive end of the floor. So, you know, from a coaching standpoint, probably a dumb decision on my part. But then we had Macy step up, you know, with an outstanding career night. She kind of bailed us out that way, scoring points. But, I mean, you got to credit all the other kids that played. I mean, Riley Jacobson came in the second half and gave such valuable minutes to Sadie when she got into foul trouble. Abby and Kinley, I thought, brought a lot of good energy, and I thought they kind of settled in there in the second half instead of just chasing stuff. They took some face cuts away and did some other nice things off of the switches. So, you know, it always comes down to you got to play with what you have on the floor, and I thought our kids did an outstanding job executing that.
Real quick before we get the boys' second half going underway, Coach, you fell down by 10. You called a timeout, went on a 16-6 run to end the game. What was that message?
Just to relax. I mean, one of the things I told them is just play with some poise. That's one of the things we've lacked in the past is usually we've let turnovers transition into extra possessions for our opponent, and, you know, we've lacked the poise side of the game. So the objective was just slow down and play.
Yeah. Kurt, I want to thank you for joining us. Congratulations on a big win. We'll talk to you coming up.
Mason, appreciate you guys having us on.
Yeah. That was head coach Kurt Bada, South Central Calhoun.